Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. My name's Kenkel Fritz. Here's some highlights from today's show.
You know, if you're trying to get in shape and be more healthy, how about your brain? Mm-hmm. So neuroscientist has got five things here you could do to keep your brain healthy. Okay. First of all, get lots of sleep. It's good for your brain.
Ooh,
helps you form new memories. Yeah. Also, you know, removes the toxic buildup of proteins. Didn't know you had that in your brain. And that can lead to Alzheimer's. So also get your heart pumping. Exercise, good blood flow is good for the brain. Go to lunch with a friend. Loneliness has been proven to harm mental and physical health. People with strong social networks tend to live longer.
Oh.
Have less depression and anxiety. Able to cope better with hardships. So this is just a sad caveat to that. My wife's side of the family, her grandma, who is pushing 100, by the way.
Ooh, wow.
The pandemic fast forward a little dementia.
Oh.
They started
separation.
Seeing, yeah, I think it was. I think that, I mean, if you're just alone in your own house, not getting any interaction with anybody.
Not good.
Exactly. And so they started to notice little things, and now she's going to be, you know, put in an assisted living area, a memory care program, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's good, though.
Just little signs here and there that, like, I forgot how to get to the restroom in my own house.
Oh,
yeah.
That's sad.
So I really feel like if you can, even as you're young, make sure you're with people. The Bible says to not forsake the assembling of yourselves. So, yeah. You know, I think God knew that right in the beginning with Adam. It's not good for man to live alone.
Right. I have to say my parents have done a good job of that. And just recently made the really difficult choice to sell the house that I grew up in. And I really had a hard time not missing that house. I thought I should really miss it. But they chose to go and live in a community where there would be activities and people and organized things. And I think, you know, amen, good on them. Very, really, really proud of how busy they've kept themselves.
That's
and
great,
how
Sally.
Much they're enjoying life at this stage.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
So how about you? How do you keep your brain healthy? Are there things you do? 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. Nicole is with us. Good morning.
I'm doing great. I'm laughing. I'm listening to you guys. Thanks for always making me laugh. It's a great way to start my day. You're talking about how do you know when you're getting old?
Yeah.
Next week, I'm turning 59, which I'm kind of shocked. I can't believe that much time's gone by. But I started about 8 months doing this hot Pilates class. So it's an advanced level class in a hot room. And when there's a lot of people, it gets up to about 130 degrees.
Whoa.
And you're all over the place. You're up, you're down. It's very, very difficult. And it's getting me in the best shape of my life.
Well, congratulations at 59. That's awesome.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it feels really good.
So 130 degrees.
Mm-mm.
When there's 70 people in the class, otherwise it's about 115, 120. It's hot. And you know it's great, though, because you're just pouring out sweat. You're detoxing and cleansing. I'm telling you guys, I've never felt better. I've never felt better.
That's amazing.
Thank you. You don't get sick either.
How many people are around you sweating like that?
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. If you don't like to be around people, it's pretty intense. It's so fun, though.
I admire you.
We have different ideas of fun.
That's
all I'm thinking is it's a whole new thing to sweat into the oldies. It's like...
That's good.
No.
You guys are so funny.
What if Richard Simmons was doing hot Pilates then?
That's what I'm picturing.
Experience Hope. Family Life Radio.
Are you thriving?
Am I thriving?
Are you thriving? Have you asked yourself if you're thriving lately? Here's the deal. I saw this quote and it really spoke to me. It said, I hope that after you have survived, that you teach yourself how to thrive, because you deserve to be happy after making it through everything that tried to destroy you. Mm. And I thought, man, how often I would honestly say most of the time I find myself in survival mode. I deal with severe depression and anxiety, and I can fall into that mindset of waking up and going, oh, have to muddle through another day, have to try to figure out how to get through it, instead of going, I get another day. This is awesome. Mm. I've been blessed with another day. I get to go to a job that I love and hopefully make a difference. And I get to spend time with the people that I care about. And I, you know, can make time to do things that I enjoy. Every day is a privilege. And in those days, you can thrive. And I think I forget that so often.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a difference between treading water.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
And skimming on top of that water in a boat and thriving.
And sometimes we just have to use that I word, intentional, and choose how we're going to look at the world before we actually feel it. Because sometimes, yeah, honestly, it's not easy to get up, and you do tend to just think of the possible roadblocks and the things you got to work through. And Misty, I really relate to that, choosing a different path. I get to. I'm going to remember that.
Well, that's, you know, good. What? Even if you, you know, you talked about dealing with anxiety and depression. Even if someone deals with that, my wife deals with that. She's even said this statement to me. She goes, I can't trust my own thoughts.
Mm-hmm. So true.
Yeah.
So you have to identify where they're coming from. But yeah, I would also say, I'm going to add to her quote here. After you've learned how to thrive, teach others.
There you go. That's beautiful. Yes.
Help somebody else out with the same struggle that you had. What do you think? Give us a call. 888-888-9976. You know, you've probably experienced toxic people, possibly. And we weren't talking about, and the Christian term is extra grace required. Yes. Well, our guest is Gary Thomas. He's a professor, pastor, author of 19 books, wrote the book When to Walk Away, Finding Freedom from Toxic People. And after we find out who was toxic, Sally had a question.
Oh, my goodness. Am I seeing myself in this? All of us have felt those emotions of anger, rage, malice. I mean, I might occasionally feel those things. Does that mean I'm turning toxic?
We all sin. John says, if any of us claim to be without sin, we lie and don't live by the truth. But then in 1 John 3, he says that in 1 John 1 and 1 John 3, but if you keep on sinning, you're not in the truth. And so if we're healthy, we're convicted of that, and we hate that we did it. The difference is, for a toxic person, that energizes them. All right, I'm in a fight. Yes, I'm going to bring him down. I'm going to win. It wakes them up and brings them alive. We want to keep repentant hearts that are soft before the Lord. God is the creator and a great healer and redeemer, and he can call us out of our toxic acts if we'll keep him first in our hearts and minds.
So there's a differentiation in that when you do those things, you feel awful. If you're a follower of Christ, if you don't feel awful and you enjoy it, that's the kicker there, I guess. What are you, what Misty?
Yeah.
No, I was listening to him talk, and because I had the same thing, I was like, oh no, because I do, like, when I am, we'll say, in a conflict with somebody, that maybe they don't even know about, I do get a certain amount of energy from, like, thinking about potential conflicts and how I'm going to respond, but I don't actually follow through with that, and I do feel bad about it. So I guess that's the good part, because I don't really want to get energy from thinking about conflicts that are never going to happen.
So is it like the having the perfect comeback type thing?
Yeah, or? It's just kind of like I have it out with them in my head, and then I feel a little better.
Oh, interesting.
But it does, there is a certain amount of energy from, I could say this and really get them.
You know, I don't think you're a toxic person, though. Maybe that's toxicity for you.
Maybe.
But I don't think.
Oh, no. Oh,
toxic to my extreme.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no.
Because you're not acting it out with others.
No. So, yeah, oh, no. I'm my toxic nemesis.
Oh, dear. Oh, well, I have had those same battles in my head. And thought up whole conversations.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I think we all do, especially when you walk away with something contentious. You're like, oh, I should have said that.
Yeah.
Well, how about you? How have you overcome this? We'd love to hear. 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326.
What good is God doing in your life? Give us a call right now, 888-888-9976. Victoria is with us. Tell us what's going on.
And I just wanted to say I am just filled with the Spirit right now. For the first time in almost 7 years, my half-brothers have agreed to come down to Indiana and visit where our father's buried and to come to a family reunion. And I'm just so thankful because they were very distant for the last few years. And I think they've really come around. And I'm thanking the Lord and just absolutely overjoyed that they're finally making that step towards coming
back
to family.
Wonderful.
Oh, I'm so happy for you. I think there is nothing more painful than family separation.
Absolutely. And it's been so long. And I think that they were young when he passed, and they really need, I think, to have the family around and hear some stories, because they've had one perception of things, and it's a little twisted.
Oh.
So there was a rift, is what you're saying.
Yes. Well, their mother kind of kept them away.
Yeah.
And they were 12 and 11 when our father passed away, and she had divorced him 2 years prior. So it was not a pretty situation.
Right.
Gotcha. Well, that is good news.
Absolutely.
You know, this is just a message to anybody that's listening right now. If there has been distance between you and family for some reason or another, maybe it's something like this. Maybe you don't know the full story.
Yeah.
Maybe you heard one side of something.
Maybe it's time to just try again.
Exactly.
A little grace.
Absolutely. Open up your heart to the Lord and what His plan is for you, because it's all around us.
Love that.
Everything that our family is, everything that we're here for, it's His plan.
Well, thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you. God bless.
And now it's time for your story. What's God doing with you? Call right now, 888-888-9976.
So Jesus walked away from toxic people, so you can too, right? It's Kankel, Fritz, and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. We've been talking about that. We have an author that wrote this book, and that was what Jesus' tactic was. And so we're trying to identify, okay, what's toxic and what isn't. I mean, we all have bad behavior sometimes. And Sally alluded to that earlier. She's like, wait a second, I'm angry. Sometimes there's malice in my heart. And, you know, we've all sinned in that fashion. And how do you really know whether someone else is toxic or not when they display that kind of behavior, you know?
I was about to say, I think sometimes somebody can do something toxic once and maybe not be a toxic person. You know, it's isolated incidents. But because the action was toxic, then I associate them with toxicity. And I go, well, I just kind of write them off.
Yeah. You know what, Misty, you bring up, and maybe there's a lot of husbands that can totally understand where I'm coming from. Because this is a husband problem.
We have Becky this... written you off as toxic?
Well, maybe. I mean, let me put it this way. There are words that come out of my mouth, and afterwards, after I've been notified what I said, I'm like, oh, I didn't quite mean... Oh. And I'm sorry, the toothpaste is already out of the tube. I can't put those words back in. It's not... But I didn't mean it quite like that. But it sounded horrible.
Oh.
So, there's that.
Do you acknowledge it afterwards that you said something that may not have sounded very
nice? Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I think that's the difference, though, because there are people that say truly terrible things, and they never acknowledge it, and they just act like, what?
Because that's that. Well, they don't have my wife to tell them.
Skydiving, whitewater rafting, bungee jumping, paragliding. These are the top daredevil activities. And we were just talking about most of these we're not going to participate in. Nope. But you said there's one of these that you've done. What? Which one?
Parasailing. I really wanted to do that, but I'm a little older. My daughter blessed me, and we went over the Atlantic Ocean, and it went up as high as the biggest Ferris wheel in the universe.
Oh.
And it was just awesome. That was for my 70th birthday.
Oh, wow. 70th birthday.
Man.
That's cool.
I had to share that with you guys and give glory to our Lord Jesus Christ, because when you hold tight to him and walk with his people and keep growing, even when you get frustrated and listen to radio, your radio station, and continue to be encouraged, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you.
Keep ministering to us, and God bless you all, okay?
Oh, appreciate that.
Family Life Radio.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm going to let this feeling take control.
So what's bringing you joy? Give us a call right now, 888-9976. Clarissa is with us. Tell us what's going on.
I got baptized last night.
Hey! Congratulations!
Wow!
How'd this happen?
I've been going to my church for over a year, and I didn't like really know who God was and everything, and for a while I kind of strayed away from God, and everything I was doing wasn't working. Then I started going to this church, and I started seeing everybody getting happy, and I'm like, I could kind of be like that.
I want to be happy like they are.
Yeah. I got a Bible, and I just started, like, reading it, and I've made the decision now to turn my life over to God because I want to leave my kids to God.
That is so exciting. Wow.
Welcome. That's awesome.
And your pastor said, over here is some water. Let's jump in it.
There you go.
We have very exciting news, and this is happening because of those of you that financially support Family Life Radio. God has opened the door for us to buy an FM radio station in Detroit with a massive, huge signal. Because of your support, we're able to do this totally debt-free.
And now we need to get the word out. And you can be a part of it. So coming up next week on the 27th and the 28th, we're hosting a two-day fundraiser, just inviting you into making a difference in Detroit and literally across America and beyond, where you can help tell a city, about 5 million people, by the way, that there's a new radio station in Detroit and that can help to change their lives.
So this is your invitation. You are needed to help Family Life Radio get a head start in sharing hope to Detroit with a gift of $250 or more. Maybe you could do a leadership gift of $1,000. Super simple to give. Couple of ways to do it. You can call 888-9976 or go to myflr.org.
And again, thank you for supporting the ministry of Family Life Radio over the years, because this wouldn't be possible without you. So yeah, if you could do an extra gift right now, that would be amazing. myflr.org or 888-9976.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. We would love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram and have you share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.